Okay, today we start Siman Samachay, which is the Siman on Ribbis. Some of it tends to get a little bit involved, so if it takes a little bit of extra time, then a couple extra days or whatever, so then that's okay also, but stamina will be all right. Okay, we're on Siman Sif Aleph, starts off with the fact that Ribbis is extremely chomer. The Torah has many, many lavim for it. Why? Because of the fact that people like money, and usually when it comes to taking other people's money in ways of stealing or overcharging or something like that, so people think that they're doing something wrong, they have a guilty conscience about it. But being malva baribis, a person actually thinks he's doing a big mitzvah because this guy was really hard up for a loan and he's willing to pay extra for it. So business is business. The Torah says no. And the Torah says that the malva, if he's malva baribis, he's over on six lavim. And he's not omid l'tchias amesim. The pasuk says, b'neshech nosan v'tzarbis lokach v'chai lo yichya. It means that he's not going to live at the time of tchias amesim. Loive is over on three lavim. The sefer and the edim are over on one lav apiece, and even the agent in between who puts together the deal, puts together the shidduch, so he's also over on a lav. The halach is, if you were malva baribis and you got the extra money and were a part of the tshuva, you have to give the money back. So it ends up being a lot of money sometimes. Midaraisa, ribis is only ribis kitzutza. When you stipulate, I'll give you $100, you give me $120 back. However, there's another type, whereas I lend you $100 for $100, but then at the time of the payback, you don't have the money. I say, listen, I'll give you another 30 days, but it's going to cost you $20. That's also ribis deraisa. Not allowed to do that. Even if the loive agrees and he says, listen, fine, I'm willing to give you $120 for that $100. So even if it wasn't stipulated in the beginning, it's not ribis kitzutza, but it's usser midrabanan. Even if the loive says for the $100, you were so good to me, here's a matana. Also usser midrabanan. What's it called? That's though only if he gave it as part of the payment. If, let's say, that the malve accepted ribis deraisa, and he wants to do tshuva, and he says, okay, here's the extra $100 that I owe you, and the leva says, no, it's okay, I'm meichel, that's all right. He can be meichel when it comes to the other person's tshuva, because he doesn't have to accept the money, but if he gave him a tana, so then that's ribis, if it's at the time. All right, then the Mishnah talks about ribis before, ribis afterwards, which means that you can't give him a tana to somebody who you're trying to get a loan from in order to curry favor with him. That's also a form of ribis. Nor afterwards, if you go ahead and you buy him flowers for the, what's it called, for the nice loan that he gave you, that's also a form of ribis, and you can't do that. Okay, let's say that I give you a loan, almanas, that you're going to give me a bigger loan later on, or a loan for a longer period of time. I give you 30 days, you give me for 60 days, the same amount of money. That's also a problem of ribis. If I give you a loan I give you a loan and the deal is that you're going to give me a loan in return when I need it, so that's a machlaikis. It's best to be avoided, but it's not pashut that that's aser. Okay, Seder. Malve, who gave somebody a loan, not for ribis, should not go and start using the other guy's stuff, shlomi daito. Right, he shouldn't go start using his pen and using his car, and because he knows that the guy is not going to be mocheh because he's beholden to him, and therefore that's going to be a problem of ribis. If it was midaito and the guy says nothing, as long as it's not something that's obvious that the guy's not being mocheh because of the fact that it was ribis. So, but that there was a loan, so then that's okay. In other words, if it's something that he would have done for him anyway. But if it's b'far hesya, if there are other people around, so then that should also be avoided because of the fact that it looks like ribis. There's also a problem of ribis devarim. If somebody, usually the people are not good friends, and all of a sudden, he gives me a loan, I give him a big shalom aleichem in the street, that's also a problem of ribis. If I'm the gabbai in shul, And he gives me a loan, and I give him, you know, Mafter Yena, or even Shlishi on Shabbos, or even, you know, even Revi on Shabbos. It's also a problem of Ribbis. It's Ribbis Devarim. Seder. Even the Malve is not allowed to say to the Love, listen, I gave you a loan, so, you know, tell me when Ploni comes to town because I got to hit him up for something. You can't do that. You can't ask for a favor because of the fact... Then attach it to the loan, even though the Torah says Eved Leivel Ish Malve, and we learn halachas out from that. But that only means that the Leive is subordinate to the Malve in deciding whose court you're going to go to. Like if they both want to go based in Hagadol, and one wants in this town and the other one wants another town, so you have to go to the Malva's choice because of Eved Leivel Ish Malve, but it doesn't mean that you can ever ask for favors or anything like that. That's a problem of Rivis. There's no Tovas Hana. What does Tovas Hana mean? Oh, you gave me a loan, and you know, whatever, you're a caterer, beseder, I'm going to hire you to do my kid's bar mitzvah or whatever it is. That's Tovas Hana. That's also a problem of Ribbis. There's a problem of Ribbis, the Rabbanan, called Sav Asav. I give you a Sav wheat, I want back a Sav wheat. Why? Because the price is subject to change, and therefore it looks like Ribbis. The Rabbanan, however, were not Gozer, in a situation where the Lova has at least some of that object. So even if the Lova took a saw and he only has a half a saw in his Rishus, the Rabbanan weren't Gozer in that situation, only the Rabbanan. However, where it's wheat and I have barley or something like that, that's not a problem. That is a problem. If we say you're going to pay back in value, so then it's not a problem because the whole problem is the wheat will go up. If we say wheat, today's price of sub asa is $100, and we're transferring it into $100 chov, so then that's fine. If there's a set rate in town, a sharkavua in town, there's also no iser derabanan. And also, this is an important one, if it's something that people are not makbid about, you know, give me a teaspoon of sugar or something like that, or a bag of milk. People generally not makbid about the case that he gives us a loaf of bread. People are not makbid about the difference in price, so then halacha, the kitzur paskins, that you don't have the iser of shava v'shah. Shava. There's something called a mashkanta, which in this country means a mortgage, but in the halachic terms, mashkanta, like mashkanta de surah, means that I give you a mashkon for a loan. If it's just, you know, you can eat the payros, so then that's ribis. However, to the way that you do it, what's it called? Mutn, in a mutter way, mashkanta de surah, is that instead of paying you back money, so then I get X amount of payros every year, and we deduct that from the chov. Even if we made a deal where you're eating the payros at a cheaper price, you're getting more payros than what it's worth on the market value, so then that's still okay because that's a business deal, and that's all right. However, I'm not allowed to rent, I'm not allowed to go ahead and sell the stuff back to you and get more money for it, or sell it to somebody else and get more money for it, or rent it to somebody else and get more money for it, because then it's obvious that that I'm getting more than what you're chayav to pay me back. Okay, Beseder. Let's say that, what's it called? Let's say that, what Nir talks about ways of doing ribis in a mutter type of a way. So one way of doing it is, let's say I have a shtarchov that's worth $100,000 and I need money. So it's mutter for me to sell that shtarchov $100,000 for $90,000, either when it's at term or before term. That's all right, as long as the lokeach takes achrayis on the shtar. And he, what's it called? And you could sell it back to the lova also for the same money. You're allowed to do that. So that would be a way of ending up with money in a way that you don't run into problems of ribbis. One last thing over here is that. What's it called? If a person has something that there is a known value for, and he wants to sell it now, So what's it called? There's also a way of doing that you end up making money on the deal. But what's it called? We'll continue with that tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem. So that's Gimel over here. Be'ezras Hashem, another 2 days. We should do it.